Wayne, and I'm an addict.
Wayne.
It's okay. Enough and out of order. And I'd like to thank the God of my understanding for allowing me another day of serenity. And I kind of just stepped up to the plate. I know I'm qualified, certified, and bona fide. I'm a chronic relapser. I was introduced in 1989. I stayed abstinent for about 4 years, right around 4 years. I don't know the accurate dates and stuff like that, but I know it was close to 4 years. And I remember just kind of just showing up and not changing. You know, I still wanted that same behavior. I was being processed. You know, that's my process, you know, and some of us have to, you know, relapse, you know, but it do not have to be a part of your recovery. It's a part of Duane's recovery, and it was vicious. It was just like you said. That was the fantasy, that I could come here and do the same thing. I didn't realize my addiction was bigger than what it was. I thought it was just the bags, the pills, the crack, any mood altering, you know, chemical. I didn't know it brought the crew with it. And that's like shame, guilt, remorse. It's got a lot of labels. And it came with a crew. And I can remember not even knowing, you know, what was really even going on. I just knew I wasn't using, but I wasn't willing to change. And maybe that was a fantasy for me. Thought I could just come here, like a lot of us do, and just show up. Don't do no work. Don't do what I'm talking about on self. And more or less service work. You know, my motives was definitely a fantasy, you know. Wow. You know, this is my fifth stop, and I pray to the God of my understanding that it was my last. Because like I said, from 1989 up until today, which my new clean date is 10/10/2004, that's 2 years and some change, as we call it. I'm finding out the disease. It's got a lot of defects. I repeated myself because I need to do that. And I found out that I had to address those defects and that crew that addiction brought. See, because I thought it was okay to come to meetings, read some literature, buy all the literature, get some key tags, and I could still act out. And for real, my fantasy, I always wanted to be a pimp and a hustler for some strange reason, because my uncle, that's what I saw my daddy do. You know, my dad always had several women. My uncle, he was a slap-a-hole pimp. No respect. I remember him coming from Philly in a big blue limousine with a carload of females, white, black, all kind. And I remember him slapping them women around, taking them down in our basement. And, you know, he was my role model, you know. And so I'm not going to say I come from a dysfunctional family, but somebody was fucked up, you know, up in there. Because I remember my first joint at 7, you know. And because I used to come around in 89 and say, yeah, I come from a dysfunctional family. My mom was alcoholic. My dad was an abusive father. You know, he beat my mom down every day. And I used to say that, but for real, I started my addiction at 11 years old in the sixth grade. I remember that first joint, and I never looked back. I was off to the races, Jack. That thing changed that mood because I never knew me, and I always lived in this damn fantasy. Shit, I always wanted to be somebody else or be doing something else. I always wanted to be somewhere else or always wanted some more. I never right deal with reality, so this topic must was designed for an addict like me. It was tailor-made for me to show up tonight, you see, because the conventions are like a mecca for me. You know, I'm really, really trying to discover so I could recover. I had to address that fucking word addiction. That's a vicious, that word is a hellified, that's a big-ass $5 word. And I must say, the crew that it brings with it, man, is so, it brings a lot, man, and I'm finding out that I have to address that stuff, man. You know, I'm 46 years old, and I can remember always, you know, want to be somewhere else or do something else or be doing something else. And, well, like I said, this time around, I'm finding out I had to address that womanizing. That motherfucking pimp shit went out the window. That flew, you know, that went bye-bye, and the rabbit got the gun, because I messed around and got married in 1994. Whew, boy, and I acted out. I never, you know, I said I'll be honest, and I acted out on my wife, you know, and she know about it, you know, and I had to, that's the stuff I had to address, and I had to tell, this the shit I want, was not going to tell you all. And I don't want to be offensive, but I want to be free, you know, because it's really about me, you know, saving my life. And then in the process, maybe somebody else, you know, get saved with me, you know, by me sharing honestly. And that fantasy, that joint just, you know, it just faded out. And it almost killed me, that fantasy. You know, between pimping and thinking I can take shortcuts with the gunplay, the capers, always scheming. You know, I really never got in touch with who Dwayne was. So that's why I say I had to be in some type of fantasy. You know, sometimes it's hard to express myself because the addiction robbed me at such an early age. You know, and by me living in a fantasy, because I remember, like in a fog and always dreaming that I was somebody else, and my goodness, and just never accepting me, not even knowing. So in this process, 1989, I was learning that I had a lot of defects, you know, and I had to let them go if I wanted to stay clean. And that's just the way it is. Ain't no shortcuts. I hear all my people that's been here before me saying, man, you got to change. And I'm like, what? Everything. But it don't happen like an on and off switch either, you know. That's why I say this process, you know, it can be real hard sometimes, you know, letting go of this fantasy and always want to take a shortcut and always want to do what Dwayne want to do, you know, and not accepting me, you know. Just for the day was talking about people pleasing, always got to be approved. That's a defect, you know. Man, fantasies go a long way, man. Excuse me if I offend anybody from the masturbation early on. You know, looking at the women in the magazines. You know, that's the stuff I had to, that was a real fantasy. And And I really ain't want to let it go, you know. I didn't want to let go the womenizing, you know, always, you know, always looked like women was drawn to me, but I really abused them because that's all I ever seen my dad, my uncle do. And trust me, the rabbit got the gun. And like I say, you know, my fantasy went up in smoke because between the obvious part of my disease, which was redlining, taking pills, anything to change my mood, shucks. You know, it really devastated me, man. But I'm, at least today, I got enough courage. I got enough support. I got enough resources. I've done enough work, you know, on myself to be able to share with you all. You all have welcomed me each and every time. You all never ran me out, you know. And my belief was that, excuse me, y'all didn't mess with me. And, you know, and I didn't mess with y'all. Because y'all was talking about I could not do white-collar crimes. And womenizing was a big thing for me. But trust me, the table turned. Like I said, I got married in 94. I had a baby in 99 outside my marriage. I had another baby in 2003. So I got a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I got a wife and 2 baby mamas. And I'm active in their life, man. And good God Almighty, that wasn't part of the fantasy there. That was to have not them babies. And with that maintenance of them kids, because I'm actually supporting those kids today, because you all showed me how to do that. Man, that was as far as from my mind in 89 that I was going to be responsible. All I wanted to do, sit up here, somebody hit me with a magic stick, and somebody rub off and hang with the right guys and the right women, you know, and I did a lot of that, and all of that was just abstinence for me. I never, ever done no work like I've done this time. My process of finding sponsors, man, it was a real challenge, man, but it was worth the challenge, see, because I was on a road of self-destruction and really death, like you say, jail, death, and institution. I touched on all of them, you know, you know, with those several relapses. And, you know, as God is my witness, I never want to go back. And this what motivated me to step up. You know, I know the meetings must go on. You know, if the speaker wasn't here for whatever reason, you know, somebody needed to step up. And it's probably, it's everybody in here is probably qualified, I'm sure of that. But for me to step up, it's a big deal, you know, because I don't really like telling on myself. I ain't realized I had to tell on myself. And but everybody in my network, like my sister sponsor back there, Murray, and Sharon, you know, my brother Alexandra, and you all I haven't even met, has been here for me. Y'all prayed me in at the end of the prayer. Remember that prayer when we closed in the usual way? And for the addict still suffering in and out of the rooms? That was me. All right. These other fantasies now, get rich, can you bring it up to date? My disease, like I say, it brought a crew with it. It's transforming into lottery, slots, dice, shortcuts, capers, yep. And that cover all, whatever besides doing murder beef, you know. And I had thought about that, and I did it on, you know, try to do myself every day in my disease. Like I said, you know, my drug really was heroin, you know. And I remember I started that at 18, you know. 18, when I turned 18, I got my license. You know, my dad and them, like I say, you know, I'm jumping around. But my dad and them, they was good old country boys. And I was always ashamed of them because I ain't really never liked nobody. That was another fucked up fantasy. I didn't even like me, and I'm just learning today, you know, that I'm a all right guy. I ain't really as fucked up as I projected, you know. Because y'all keep telling me, and thank God for the perseverance, man, and the reinsurance that, man, Dwayne, you are valid. You know, we all up in here butt naked. I don't have to be ashamed of opening up. And that was a big thing for me, you know, to open up, man. Because my perception of my own self, man, I'm not my worst critic. Shit, y'all don't have to do nothing to me. And so that fall, a vicious fantasy, that was a self-mutilation. And I beat myself up, man. But however, recovery's been good to me, man. You know, as God is my witness, it's been good. I don't know how long I'm supposed to share on letting go fantasies. And wind it down. Bring it on home. 'Cause I can go. But see, I can really talk too, man. You know, I can really expose. I do a lot of one-on-ones. Like I say, my sister sponsor, I call her my sidewalk sponsor, and she's like a mentor. She's a power of example, beautiful lady. You know, Murray. This sister Carolyn, we had some experiences with each other. And
service.
Yeah, clear it up for the record.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people in here.
I'm going to be a little more clear. But Carol, she'll step up to the plate, you know. Sometimes, like I say, I struggle with, man, expressing myself, especially, but I don't really like telling on myself. But that's change, too. That's you know, it's about change, and it's about telling everybody in my network that got a quality time, they do it. They spill on themselves, they stumble, and I ain't worrying about crossing all my T's, dotting all my I's, because I know I've been blessed with the gift of recovery, and it's, you know, ongoing, and I have to stay vigilant, I have to stay connected, I have to step up to the plate, I have to expose myself when I don't feel like, I have to come to conventions when I really, well, I ain't gonna say, I really like I like coming to conventions now. I'm actually learning to like you all because I like me now. Y'all wasn't messing with me like my mind, you know, was saying, or that fantasy world that I was living in. And y'all showed me love. I don't even worry about the ones that don't, you know, we say everybody don't have your best interest in heart. Big deal. But it's a whole lot of people that do have my best interest at heart. And them the ones I tune into, man, because God's my witness, it's about my life today. And if that's all, the least I can do is share as to the best of my ability, then I need to speak up, you know. And so that's why I felt, the urge to speak up and take this little spiritual risk, you know. And I appreciate you all allowing me, you know, because a lot of time people will let you die up in here because they dealing with their own disease, not because it's consciously, but we all got some issues, and we really sick people. If you got the disease of addiction, you are sick, you know. And I don't mean to be real convictive, but and it has to be treated, or you will die, or I will die. Let me talk about me, and it's just like diabetes. Addiction is real. See, I didn't know that in 89. I thought you just come in, then you get through the dope sick, you know. That's all I ever wanted to do was get that dope sick and stop living to use and use to live. That was another fantasy I had to let go. Because trust me, when I first oiled up, my every living given day was about using and getting more to use, you know. And I'm telling you, and it was vicious from 89. Even though I had jobs, my dad and them, like I said, they was country boys, and they was very inventive, you know. They didn't have no formal education, but they was masters in their craftsmanship. And thank God for my uncle and my dad and my mom. You know, my mom was educated, but her, I've seen her alcoholism. You know, it took her on a ride. She couldn't do too much for really nobody, but she did the best. And my uncle and them gave me that gift of, ingenuity and work, you know, because we was truckers. You know, my dad and them was truckers and farmers, so I thank God I caught on to that skill, and I didn't mind working. But trust me, the only reason I was going to work was to give me some dope, you know, bottom line. And I had to let go of that fantasy of just thinking I could just use, you know, and use and work and use, you know, get women, you know, abuse women. And, you know, my addiction was real messy. I ain't quite got it down packed, you know. But, you know, but I got it down enough where the pain, the damn pain is still fresh enough to know I can't oil up today. I can't take no mood-altering chemical. I got it down enough for that. I got it down enough that I got to work these steps. I got to try to get in with these traditions. I got to deal with these concepts. I got to call my sponsor. I got to check in with my network. I got to go to meetings. I got to try to help somebody when I can. You know, a lot of time it might be, but lately I've been really reaching out. You know, they let me get on the Hug Squad and some other service, you know, for South of Potomac. You know, people embrace me, and that's all I ever needed, man. And that gave me that boost that I needed to know that I've been accepted. I don't know why I thought I needed to be accepted when God has already given me, you know, accepted me and approved of me. But that's just the way the disease worked, and it worked on me. So it's transformed, and I'm still transforming. I'm still a diamond in the rough. I'm discovering so I can recover. I'm still discovering. I'm still peeling. I've been peeling since 2004. My sister sponsor back there can, you know, attest to that. I've been coming here telling on myself, exposing myself to my wife, you know, wow, and exposing myself to y'all, man. That's you know, that shit ain't easy, man. You know, I used to think, man, anybody could talk. I hear people, anybody could talk. That's bullshit. Not when your disease is playing with your mind and saying, don't talk. Don't tell that, Dwayne. Please hold this one. Because I'm going to need that one so I can come in the back door. Keep that light on, brother. Don't share that. Take that with you. But however, I'm free today. I am free, man. And I love you all for being here for me. You know, and allow me another day. And you all really do play an intricate, significant part of my recovery. And thank you for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing.